Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, grateful ones. Welcome to season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start. Your struggles do not define you. Your determination, your grit, and grace in overcoming them does. Today we have a remarkable guest, a good friend of mine, who will share his inspiring journey of resilience and how he navigated through life's hurdles with unwavering determination and poise. Join us as we dive into his story and uncover the wisdom he's gained along the way. Our guest, Charter President of the Rotary Club of Sun One Supreme and President and CEO of a company he built from the ground up, Creative Impact Incorporated. Everybody, please welcome Josh Santos. The topic for today is navigating challenges with grit and grace, featuring none other, for the first time ever on the podcast, Josh Santos. Hi, Josh.
Hello, hello, hello. It's so nice to be here. And so I don't know if exciting is the term that I need to use.
This will definitely be a really exciting episode. I'm just going to call it out right here because there might be some instances where Josh says something or I say something and it takes about 5 seconds for us to react, depending on how we're able to tie this up. But there is a 5 to 10 second lag right now because I'm in the probinsya and my diluvio levels. So we are pushing through. We are powering through despite of the internet issues. It's fine. We can do this. We are navigating this challenge with grit and grace, aren't we?
Yep, let's do this.
Okay. Well, Josh is, like I said in the intro, Josh is a very good friend of mine. And well, I've known him, I've known you for well over a decade, and I've been present in most of your life's defining moments. Now, the reason this particular episode is made especially for you is because despite all of the challenges you faced, here you are, thriving more than ever. Now, Josh, please share with us one. Yes. Pick one, ha? Kasi alam kong marami. Pick one challenge or setback you faced in your adult life that has contributed significantly to how you deal with challenges and setbacks now.
Okay, so first of all, syempre thank you naman, no, for thinking of that I can have the honor of being with you here in your podcast. But speaking of setbacks, you know, I've had a lot of setbacks in my life, and actually, now that you ask, parang hindi ako makapili. But I think the greatest setback was when my family moved to the US. At start, I didn't think it was a setback for me. It was something na parang, okay, they moved and I'm here, I'm free, I'm by myself, I'm alone, that's okay. But eventually, thinking about it, parang it was something that I dreaded. And it was something that it was a huge setback for me because I didn't know what to do with my life back then. So, yeah, probably that.
I can only imagine how difficult that must have been for you, that your entire family, you know, deciding to move to a different country. I mean, the only challenge I feel like I can relate to with that is me moving to a different city, meaning, you know, mahihiwalay ako sa pamilya ko, sa friends ko, the things that my work, you know, everything that I've attached my entire being to. And I can't imagine how difficult it must have been to have it the other way around. Kumbaga, parang yung feeling na you were left in a familiar space, but without the familiarity of family around you. That must have been really difficult, right? So
actually,
you mentioned earlier off air that you didn't even... Yes, go ahead.
So actually, yun nga eh, having that familiar space eventually became unfamiliar because, you know, physically, the noise was not there. The warmth of my mother... I'm a mama's boy, by the way. So the warmth of my mother was not there. I'd stop bickering with my siblings. And, you know, my mom is my north. So it was something that parang feeling ko at that time, I didn't know what to do. The digital era was just starting at that point. So it was not as if we can call each other every day via Facebook or Viber. So parang I was kind of lost by at that time.
That's a huge setback. I can imagine how, you know, like I said, how difficult it must have been, how lost you must have felt. Now hearing that you say, you know, I mean, I've always known you're a mama's boy, but that your mom is your north and not having her at arm's length, alam mo yan, anywhere near you when you need her must have also been really difficult. But like what I was saying a while ago, you said off air that you didn't even think until today that that was a major setback for you because you had a lot. But this particularly was the one you chose to talk about today. And I want to like dive a little bit deeper into that. Maybe later on, we'll jump back to that. No, how important it is because, you know, it's very telling of what our priorities are and where we are really in our lives, depending on kung ano yung pipiliin nating pag-usapan, kung ano yung pinipili natin, kung ano yung priority, kumbaga, in terms of, let's say, 10 setbacks. Pero yun yung pinili mong pag-usapan. So I want to jump back to that. But my follow-up question is, in your experience, because I know you very well, and of course, not all our listeners know you as well as I do. We had this very deep conversation, which I badly needed a couple of months ago when I visited Manila. We had, you know, we had a really nice dinner, a nice whiskey date. And, you know, we were talking about my challenges of moving to the province and la-da-da. And you were just like, you weren't naman shaming me for feeling the way I was feeling, but you were like, one thing really stuck with me. Well, two things stuck with me, but this one first. You said, ang liit-liit ng tingin mo, widen naman your view. Parang change your mindset. Like, this is how small you're seeing yourself now and, you know, the gravity of what you can do. Why don't you widen it and shift your mindset a little bit? And so I want to ask you, in your experience, because I'm sure this was not how you used to think before. It took a lot of challenges and a lot of setbacks for you to be able to arrive at the point when you're like, you know what? Mindset has a lot to do with how I deal with life's challenges. So how does mindset, for you, in your experience, affect the way a person faces their own challenges?
Actually, you know, it makes me crazy, for one. Because there are times that you know that this is supposed to be your mindset, or you know that this is supposed to be what you want to do. However, on the other hand, there's a struggling pull. Pero bakit parang ganito? Dapat ganito? Or something like that. So the Matrix red pill, blue pill comes to play, and parang it makes you crazy because you will come to a point that you will be stuck. That's the point where you will be stuck. And you just don't want to accept. You just don't want to accept that this is the route that you should be going. Most especially when your mind, your heart, and your gut feel has aligned already. And I've been into those different scenarios in different aspects of my life, in different times of my life. But even though I walk away from that eventually, dun ka pa rin dadalhin eh. Dun pa rin yung path mo. There will be a challenge or something that will happen in your life that will bring you to that path. So, to make it easier, sometimes you just need to embrace it. Sometimes you just need to have an ugly cry and fuck it. Okay, I'm doing it. Sorry, bawal ba sabihin yun? But, you know, parang it's just that. Moving towards something that you choose is very important. But the process of choosing, that's when it's tough. Because when you start jumping to your chosen path, it's going to be easy actually moving forward.
You know, the thing is, from what I know about you and my experience with you, ever since I knew you in college, you've been pretty clear on what you wanted. You were actually so set on what you wanted to do with your life. And though you had a lot of challenges and setbacks, you were pretty consistent. I mean, it's not like in college you wanted to be a gymnast and now you are in the industry that you're in, right? You didn't like, diba? No, it was just you had a clear set idea on where you wanted to be, where you wanted to go. And there were just a lot of different challenges and setbacks that came with it. And maybe your direction was shifted a little bit to the right. Nagbago lang na onti yung axis, pero doon ka pa rin napunta eh. I mean, it's still essentially the same core of what you wanted to be and where you wanted to be. I think I was speaking of mindset. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, you know, ever since college, one thing is where I am at, no? I mean, we've been doing production work ever since college. I've been doing extra work ever since college. But, you know, I think what did not change as well ever since college is what my greatest dream, no, okay, sige, I will share this with everyone. shameless sharing to, no? My greatest dream actually was to become a celebrity. And it's, you know, it's something na, you know, I realize na ay, hindi. It's not for me actually. But, my greatest dream ever since now I realize is to please my mother. I am a mama's boy. So I wanted to, alam mo yun, yung to go to be in a space wherein my mother will be proud of me. My mother, my two titas. So, you know, they've been in my life growing up. They've been there. They've been the tough act to, you know, and I didn't even know how to actually be like them and to make them proud. So now realizing it, my greatest dream was just to make them proud, to make my family proud of me. So I hope somehow doing it. So yeah.
I think for a lot of us, that's yun yung pinaka north natin, I guess, if you really go to the core of it all, is that you want to make your family or your parents proud. You know, the people who raised you. It has a lot to do with, you know, your relationship also with them during your childhood. And, you know, as we grow older, of course, we want to sort of prove to them that we're good, that we're okay. You know, and better than good, that we're thriving. That's a whole other conversation for another time. Why that is the way we humans are built. You know, we're built to please our parents. We're built to please our creators or our authoritative figures in our heads. But a lot of people share that goal, I guess, in life to make our family, our parents proud. But another really important, or if not the most important core of it all, and how we're able to navigate through life's challenges is how we make ourselves proud. Diba? Proud ba tayo sa sarili natin? Are we even happy with where we are, what we've done with our lives? And I think I share this with you as well, which is why when I asked you how mindset really affects how a person faces their challenges, is because one of our biggest challenges, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of our biggest challenges is being satisfied, contented with what we have done for ourselves and where we are. And if we've made ourselves proud, or if it is it even enough for us? Because we have this imaginary scale of where we should be so that it's enough, so that we've done enough. And then it goes even higher and it's not yet enough. And then it goes even higher and higher and it's still not enough. Now, when is it ever going to be enough? And that's why, yes, go ahead.
You know, actually, I agree with you. Our friendship is like that. When I say our friendship is like that, we're both like that. Two friends wanting to do more, being more, etc., etc. But I think what pulls me to the or grounds me is being grateful of where I am every single time. Because looking back 10 years ago, you know, I'd see myself gutay-gutay and all that. I mean, I cannot afford the things that, you know, I can do. And I cannot afford to do the things that I want. I'm doing right now. Not necessarily expensive things, but, you know, just the things na to go out every day 10 years ago, it was so hard. So parang even right now, if you compare 10 years ago to now, you'll be grateful. You'll be happy na, okay, I've already somehow achieved something. But if our mindset is parang I want more, and that's not bad, ha, to want more, but because that's grit. Well, grit is wanting more. But at the same time, it needs a balance, no, of gratitude. Na parang, okay, you take it slow, because if gratitude doesn't come into play, you don't appreciate what was able to be what was accomplished. So we have accomplishments that maybe hindi natin napapansin. We don't get to see, we don't get to feel, but it's there. So sometimes you just need to stop and look around. So, yun.
I love that. Thank you for mentioning that, because that's the essence of this conversation, this really important conversation that we're having now, is we're always faced with challenges in life. I mean, that's inevitable, right? And grit is how you deal with it. Yun yung gigil mo to keep pushing forward, to want more, to want to be better, to want to improve yourself, to learn more. All of those things are wonderful, right? For you to be able to reach the level of success that you have in your head, your idea of success. While grace has a lot to do with gratitude. That's why you have to marry, diba? It's very important to marry the two together. And thank you for reminding me of that, because that's, you know, yun yung grounding source ko of this podcast. I'm going to ask you to do that later on towards the end. Shout out a gratitude journal to the universe. I do gratitude journaling. But like you said, there are a lot of moments and points and challenges that come in your life that you tend to forget to be grateful. That gratitude is almost at the end of the spectrum for you. Kasi nakaganito ka lang, nakafocus ka dun sa problema, nakafocus ko sa challenge, nakafocus ko sa naawa ka sa sarili mo, bakit sa akin nangyayari to, bakit ang hirap, whatever, whatever. And then you keep grinding and grinding. There's the grit there without the grace. But what we don't realize is that baliktad actually, dapat nauuna yung gratitude more than grit. Because it's a, diba, you'll be able to get what you want, manifest what you want and what you need in your life. If you're coming from a space of, I'm enough, thank you for what I have, you know, thank you for what I have done with my life, and I will keep going and keep making it better. You're attracting the energy that you believe in. So if you believe in the energy na kulang pa, it's always going to be kulang pa, and it's never going to be enough. Diba? Thank you for reminding me of that. That's a very important point.
You know, the song from Greatest Showman, there were a lot of people who was hit by that. When that Lynn girl sang Never Enough, everyone was singing Never Enough, because actually it's always never enough. And never enough for yourself, for your family, for your work, for the people around you, for your friends, but actually nasa mind lang natin yung never enough. Because actually, they've been loving us. They've been there for us even if we are not enough. Even if we think we are not enough. But in actuality, we are enough. We just need to acknowledge that we are enough.
That's so true. I feel like we need a whole other topic, a whole other podcast episode for that topic. Enoughness. Iba yan. Ang laki-laking usapan niya, no? But,
kulang ang
okay,
one hour.
I wanna bring us back to Ulang Girl. Tatlong episode to hati-hati. No, but I wanna, okay, let's navigate towards going back to our, what we were talking about earlier, no? And why I wanna pick your brain is that you haven't always been this way. That's the thing. And that's what people need to know and what people need to remember as they go about life's challenges and as they navigate through their own challenges, right? You see all these successful people online or maybe successful people you look up to at work. You only see the success they've already reached. You didn't get to see all the challenges that they went through. Diba? Hindi natin nakikita lahat yun. Hindi natin nakita yung hirap. Hindi natin nakita actually lahat ng pinagdaanan nila to reach this point that we're seeing. So, it's important to know that. And also at the same time, it's important to know for you to be able to reach that part, you have to find the balance. What Josh said a while ago. It's always about finding the balance of grit and grace, of gigil and gratitude. And there's another thing that Josh told me in that conversation. We've been friends for a long time, but that was probably the deepest conversation we've ever had in our entire lives. For me, the conversation that had a lot of gravity for me. Also because at the point in my life, you know, what point in my life I'm at during that conversation. But do you remember the north, south, east, west analogy that you shared with me that really stuck with me? Now, not a lot of people are capable of thinking that way. Ano ba explain? Explain mo na lang sa kanila kung ano yung north, south, east, west analogy mo, no? But not a lot of people are able to think that way also because it can get very stressful. Ito na nga iniisip ko. Iisipin ko pa to. Ito, di ba? But how do you strike the balance between pushing forward with grit, awareness, and being restorative? Yung naiisip mo agad, you're 10, 20, 30 steps ahead. While taking care of your mental and emotional well-being at the same time.
I needed a deep breath for that, Kara. No, actually, that north, south, east, west way of thinking, no. Being a president and CEO of a company, you should have a north, south, east, west way of thinking, meaning you need to look at other different corners, nook and cranny, different sides, different perspectives before you even actually move the compass around again. It is a responsibility of every individual to actually it's actually understanding each other, to put it simply, and eventually knowing where they're coming from. Because with that, you will be able to properly communicate. You will be able to know how to be of help. You will be able to know how to bridge the gaps. You will be able to know, to understand where you are at and why is this happening. Okay, I'll be very honest, no? Hindi naman, I'm not grace. I'm actually grit. Most of the people know me as Josh, who will actually hit the ground and just do number one. I'm a goal-oriented individual. Because yun nga, going back, I wanted my family to be proud of me. But that north, south, east, west mindset is actually also grace. Because it's the balance of knowing you're right, but at the same time, knowing what's right. And putting it all together. And I think if we all have that kind of mindset, not just being a leader of a company or an organization, but as a family member, as a friend, as an employee, as a team player. Imagine where the world will be now. It's so hard. It's not an easy task to do. It becomes stressful. It becomes toxic at times. But when you're clear with what you want to achieve, when you're clear with where you want to go and what you're doing, and understanding what's happening, and you have a good objective on the end result, I think everything will be into place eventually. You know, there was this one time that I was talking to my business partner, Serge. He was, you know, he's one of my North. Actually, yung tatlong business partner ko, Serge, Ina, and Liat, can I just say, no, they are my North also, with my mother. They became my family since sila yung nandito, no? So I was talking to them, and I was talking to Serge particularly, and I was telling Serge, parang, Serge, why is it like this? It's so hard. Bakit ang hirap-hirap pagdating sa akin? It's so hard to decide. It's so hard to just go to one place to the other. It's just so hard. I don't understand what's happening. Galit na galit na ako at that point. I think this was, I guess, 2 weeks ago. This was just 2 weeks ago. And I was just ranting. And I think at that point, now I'm realizing it, it was kumbaga na pad up na yung emotions ko ng ilang taon. And it became very, you know, personal. And I was like telling him, minsan gusto ko na lang tumanga and walang gawin. And then what he said, but that's not Josh. You are a person where you will push for what you believe in. You will push for the goodness. You will push for the goodness of others. And you will just do that every single time. Para, ang ganda nung sinabi niya, pero para niya akong sinampal. Because at that moment, I felt that, shit, oo nga, ba't ba ako nag-iinarte? Eh, alam ko dapat, ito yung ginagawa ko.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, and people always, tend to think that I'm, sorry for the term, no, for a lack of a better term, you know, I have this reputation na, you know, I'm a bitch, I'm a strict individual, I'm a, you know, all that things. But honestly, sabi nga ni Salve, no, pusong mamon talaga ako eh. And you know, I always strive to, I'm a strict, I'm tough love. And I think yun din yung, yun eh, tough love. That's grit and grace. And siguro ganun ako pinalaki ng nanay ko eh. So tough love din ako sa sarili ko. And I guess going through time, you just need to stop and talk to people, have a conversation, talk to your friends who will slap you, and eventually go back to your to the right path, you know? Go back to the race. So, and it's okay not to be okay, sabi nga nung K-drama, no? And but you need to put kumbaga a deadline on not being okay. because the world needs us, every single one of us.
I love that. It's okay to not be okay, though you quoted a Korean novella. It's okay to not be okay because the world needs us, every single one of us. That's beautiful. That's a wonderful way of ending that statement, no? But I love how you've been navigating through that. And it's just, I'm in awe of you. And I tell you that all the time. I wasn't ever the kind of person who's very vocal about praising somebody else. Di ako sanay sa ganun eh. But also because of all the challenges that I've been through in life, I'm sure you noticed that of me also. You know, it's a huge part of me that's changed, that I'm now able to appreciate and openly, though it's cringe or emotional or whatever, I'm able to openly tell someone how much I appreciate them, you know, how much I love them. And I've been telling you that over and over. I am in such awe of you, of your grit. And I do see your grace, even if you don't see it. Maybe because I'm your friend and not your employee. Yet. No, but what I really love about you, which is why, you know, I made it a point to really mention the North, East, Southwest, you know, way of thinking of yours, is that nakita ko yun sayo. I saw that in you with Rotary. Si Josh, you know, was the one who got me to join. He chartered a Rotary club and got me to join Rotary for the first time ever, which I never imagined I would ever join in my entire life. You are able to see all directions and all versions of the people around you. You're able to see their strengths. It probably also has a lot to do with you being a leader. You being a president and a CEO of your own company that you've built for over a decade. And you're able to see all of people's strengths and weaknesses, but also focus on their strengths and then put them together or put them in a place kung saan sila magsha-shine, kung saan sila magaling. You're able to see that. And you're able to place people and help people in such a way that it makes their lives better as well. And you know how to put the right people together, focusing on their strengths and not their weaknesses. You have always wanted to be a celebrity, but I feel like your goal and your purpose and what drives you is to figure out how to make each person around you feel and be like a celebrity in their own respect, you know, to shine. Kumbaga, you've always wanted to shine. That's always been your goal, you said. But you make it a point that everybody around you will shine as well. You don't, diba? And that's what I really love about you. And I hope you see that. And I hope you know that. And that's a wonderful, wonderful trait to have. And gusto ko rin yung sinabi mo na it's okay to not be okay. Go wallow. Give yourself a few minutes. Actually, even write it down. What are you feeling right now? Why are you feeling this way? Because it's normal when you ask yourself, bakit ba ako nag-iinarte? Eh, alam ko naman kung anong gagawin ko. I absolutely know that feeling. Bakit ba ako hindi makagalaw? Bakit ba ako stuck? Like, literally, I'm about to cook adobo. I have all the ingredients. I have the toyo, I have the suka, I have everything. I have everything in front of me. I know how to cook it. Except I just can't bring myself to cook it. There are some days that we will feel that way, and that's okay. Give yourself 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes max to identify how you're feeling, sit with it, and then decide to move forward. Because that's the only way to go, is to just decide to move forward. Shift your mindset and be grateful for wherever you are, that you even have the ingredients and that you know how to do it. And then you move forward with it. So, yun lang. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Is there any challenge or that you experienced at the time that felt like such a huge setback then? Because, di ba, dami mong pinagpili ang mga setback eh. It felt so huge at the time. But now you realize it has served you for the better. And how did that experience change you?
Di ako makapili, actually. Hindi ako makapili. Maybe, I guess it's where Creative Impact is now. The company. when we started building it, we didn't even think that it will actually push through 10 years. And now we're looking at 15, 20 years. For me, the company is a lifesaver for me because, you know, parang every day I wake up excited because of it. Every day I wake up sad because of it. Every day I wake up worried because of it. So there was one time that we were thinking of shit. Parang we will be closing and I don't know what to do because, you know, I'm not a management graduate, Kara. I'm not a business guy. I'm the creative guy. When Creative Impact started, I'm the creative guy. I wanted to be the creative guy. I did not want to be the president and the CEO because I just wanted to create and create. And at that time, when I had to accept that, I had to fire myself as a creative and fully trust a team member was the hardest time. And of course, finances were involved, etc., etc. You know, I was telling at that time, it was Serge who reminded me, by the way, our 2 weeks conversation. I was telling them, you know, we shouldn't give up. Because after 5 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, after 20 years, we will still, it is not going to be a walk in the park. Because you are company owners. You are business owners. You run a business. It's not going to be a walk in the park. It's always going to be a problematic scenario. Not a toxic one, a problematic scenario. Because year in, year out, you would want to be able to have more employees, more clients, more cash flow. So when you want more, there will be, how do you call that, more problems. But at the same time, what we don't see is there will be more growth. So I think that is one of the setbacks na we managed to fulfill as me, as a person, and you know, as our company. We've been trying to navigate the industry for 10 years. Creative Impact has been navigating the industry for 10 years. We've been trying to break away with some cultures, some experiences that we had personally in our previous groups, organizations, and create something better. And at that moment, when we felt that shucks, we might be closing, it was actually a downer. But we all woke up and we decided to just push forward. By pushing forward means having a hard look on who you are, where you are at, and what you want to do moving forward. Because sometimes we don't actually, we don't want to look within ourselves. We don't want to admit things. We don't want to accept things. But that is actually the key for us to be able to move forward, most especially in a company. And, you know, emotional ako, sorry. No, but I'm very grateful, you know, for having business partners like Lian, Serge, and Ina, no, because they ground me every time. And parang I feel that they are gifts from God. And they became my family. So makikita mo kaming apat din. It also pays to have a good core group because kaming apat, we balance each other. So it comes in handy if you have a good core group. to navigate through all of these setbacks. And honestly, there was a time na silang tatlo, they were telling me, you know, Josh, may pinagdadaanan ka. You have to face it. Stop faking it because it's leaking. You go to Boracay, spend 2 weeks there, and just party. And then come back. You have the Josh that we know should come back after that. And that's what I did. And I came back. So I think it's actually that. Having the courage to face it and having that group to move forward. And if you're alone at that point, then you should be alone facing it. Kumbaga, hindi siya yung, shit, mag-isa ako, bakit ako mag-isa, hindi ko kaya to. Hindi. Kaya ka mag-isa dahil kailangan mo siyang gawin mag-isa. That's why I said it will come in handy if you have a core.
I love that. Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so happy for you that you found such a powerful core group, you know, powerful professionally at work and powerful in balancing life out with you as well. Because I think you are in a space of thriving because you did find people who are friends enough and professional enough, who care about you enough as well, and your business to say you're not, okay, we see it, go ahead and deal with it and then come back to us and we will be here to push forward again with you. And that's wonderful. Not everybody has that gift. And it's great that you see that and you are able to be great, very grateful for it. Because that is a gift, definitely, to be able to find such a strong core group. And you're right. You know, setbacks, I believe setbacks and challenges are just the universes or gods or whoever you believe, you know. It's a way of redirecting us. It's not a way of punishing us. It's not a way of saying you're not enough. It's a way of redirecting you to where you're supposed to be because you're always where you're supposed to be. And that even heightens up what you said that if you're dealing with this alone, then it must be because you have to deal with it alone. There's no other way. It's not because, oh my God, kawawa ako, but ba ako mag-isa? No, it's not. You have to deal with it alone and then push forward. I love that. I love that you said that. That's a great way of I guess, summing that whole point up. Now, what advice would you give to someone who is currently facing a major life obstacle and feels so overwhelmed by it? How do we deal with our inner saboteurs? Yung mga bosses dito na nagsabing, you're not enough, hindi mo kaya yan, blah, 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 blah. Anong advice ang mabibigay mo sa isang taong overwhelmed by it?
The first advice, ano ba? Okay, this is a weird advice, but I hope you would be able to get the context properly. The first advice is actually to listen to your demons and rewind and repeat. And then eventually, mapapagod ka na rin dyan sa demons mo. Because eventually, when you get tired of listening to your demons, you will know how to move forward. There are friends, we have friends, families who are there for us, who are there with us. You know, a friend of mine, Jill, friends of mine, Jill, Pleshy, you know, kayo-kayo actually, even in our club, in our Rotary Club, sometimes I have a lot of long-time friends in our club, and When I talk to you guys, you would always tell me then na, we're here, whatever you will decide on, we're here. Whatever path you will go to, we're here. But people around you are there beside you, with you. But you have to actually just stop, breathe. If you're done with your demons, just throw it away. Go to a place, travel, and just go back. Read. Do the things that you would want to do. Not you normally do. You would want to do. Play the PlayStation. go to a beach, travel, ano pa ba? Shopping, whatever. Do things that feel na you're being irresponsible doing, like splurging. Drive anywhere, everywhere. Do not answer calls. Do things that you don't normally do. And then it will make you think of something. I don't have actually, Kara, a formula of how I'm able to actually shoot down my inner saboteurs. But it's really actually understanding where you want to go eventually. And is the drama worth it? Bah. Because, you know, the world is there. When I say the world, the community around you is there. So they're just waiting for you to decide to just come back. Because we will eventually know what we want to do. We can talk to different people, etc. But in the end, we will know what to do. So we are enough.
Wait for our next episode on We Are Enough. Yeah, next episode. That's the intro. Sequel.
Naisip ko yan actually. How to be enough.
Diba? I love that.
No, but seriously, kasi Kara, you know, when you have challenges like that, it's actually pushing forward and, you know, seeing the blessings around you and either doing. Ang hirap ng topic mo, ah, by the way. It's grit and grace. It's grit pushing it through. Andun yung gigil and yung dire-diretso ka, yung grace. There's blessings. There's calmness, there's wisdom, and you need to actually do it together. How to do it? It's actually, I don't know. I'm probably doing it slowly because I've been telling you nga, I'm grit, I'm not grace. But I know I need grace because it will be for the better. For me, it will also be for the other people. Sometimes kasi when you only focus with grit, meron kang natatama ang tao na hindi mo actually minimin o ini-intend. So, the things that you want to communicate, na may misinterpret if you just only do it with grit. But when you partner it with grace, andun yung gigil mo, pero nandun yung compassion mo. Speaking of compassion, you know, when I attended LEAP, my award was I Am Compassion. Because they thought, and I think din naman, I agree with them, because I needed compassion. If you remember, no, sa LEAP, no, you will get the award with a value that works best for you. So yon, I think it's actually that. There's nothing wrong with actually it's doing both. It gets crazy at times, but it takes practice and eventually you will get there. So yun.
Tama naman yun. And I appreciate your complete honesty in saying that. Number one, what are your tips? Are you really doing it? Are you, because you know your grit, but you're not really sure if you're full grace, but you know you need it, you're aware of that, and you know you're trying and you're practicing it. So that's a reality of life. You know, we won't always know. We don't always know. Who the fuck knows all the time? Wala, diba? And that's why we're figuring it out as we go. We're faking it until we make it. And palitan ko na yung title ko, no? Gawin ko ng navigating challenges with gigil and compassion. Because parang mas may gravity yun eh. Gusto ko yun eh. No, I love that. Because there's no other, like that's the clearest way you can explain that, di ba? May gigil ka, pero may compassion ka. And that's the marrying of the two that will allow you to find life's balance. And so that you're able to navigate the challenges in your life well. Because kung puro ka gigil, sipin mo, di ba? Like, literally, sige nga, manggigil ka physically now. Try mong i-sustain yan ng mga 5 minutes, di ba? Mauubos ka. Ubus ka eh, if you're all giggle. You also have to rest. You also have to be kind. You also have to be compassionate. And it's both. I love that. I was supposed to have another question for you, but then, you know, we've pretty much answered everything already. I guess I'll just move forward with the actual last question, which is not really a question, but what I ask my guests to do, which is in line with, you know, what we've been talking about here. Because it is true, coming from a space of gratitude grounds you, and coming from being aware of everything that you have and that being thankful for everything you have, and you still don't currently have, being aware of that and being grateful for that keeps you in a high vibrational space where you're able to attract good things and better things in your life. And you can navigate your life so much better. So I want you, Josh, to shout out to the universe and share with us the things that you are grateful for right now in this moment. It can be one major thing, 10 things, 20 things, up to you.
What am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful for my mom, my brother, my sister. I'm grateful for Creative Impact Inc. We're celebrating 10 years today. And I'm also grateful for the Rotary Club of San Juan Supreme. They have been a big part of my life. And I think I'm grateful for myself because I think I've been doing something good that I didn't believe I would be able to do.
And I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for staying a friend, even if we haven't... We've known each other for so long, but we weren't really in constant communication with each other. It would be 2 years later, 3 years later, you'd get me for something. We'd talk, mangungumusta. You know, it wasn't a regular friendship, I would say, but I'm happy that we navigated towards each other at this point in our lives because I really feel like it was perfect timing. We wouldn't have had this type of relationship we have now had we navigated towards each other 5-6 years ago.
Yep.
You know, we are at the perfect place at the perfect time. And I love that. So thank you. Thank you for being in my life still and again. And thank you for being you. And congratulations. I'm so proud of you. And thank you for being on the podcast.
I love you.
I love you. Is there anything else you want to say? Like any messages for the people who are listening? Do you want to invite them to something? Follow you on your socials?
I'm okay, Kara. I'm okay not being a celebrity. I just but you know, maybe you would want to. De, wala talaga. Hindi ko kaya. I'm good. Please support After 30 with Kara Erigel. She has been my longtime friend, and you know, she is actually also grit and grace. You will see.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of After 30 with Kara Erigel. We are on season 2, where we talk mostly about thriving, navigating through life in your 30s, redirecting our lives, and figuring out and refiguring out our purpose and our passions at this stage of our lives. So thank you so much for listening. If you've been listening to After 30 for a while, I love you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for being here. And please look out for the next few episodes. They're going to be really exciting with amazing guests as well, such as Josh Santos over here. So thank you. And I'll see you guys again on the next episode. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.